It's John and Rachel, yeah, Jagoff Late Night episode. I actually thought it was 21. It's 21 because that's what I made all the notes in here. This little note right here.
Someone made a mistake.
We need a red pen, please. But in the meantime, it's John and Rachel. This is your Jagoff Late Night. If you're listening on the radio, make sure you come back every Friday and listen to 10 o'clock. If for some reason you miss, you go, oh my God, my kid had a volleyball game.
It's okay.
Or I had to go out. It's okay because you can listen to it as a podcast wherever you get your podcast. And you can subscribe to it there.
But
you can also watch it.
Yeah. Make sure you do because we have so many great guests, which we will tell you about.
On YouTube and Facebook.
Correct.
Right.
I'm sorry. Are you still delivering what
no,
we need to do?
No, I was trying to lead you into that.
YouTube and Facebook. Subscribe to it. Okay. All right. So we have some fabulous guests who we're going to talk about in a minute, but we have to tell you about what was on the blog. Before we even get into what was on the blog, what I have loved is Facebook, social media, Instagram, everything is blowing up because strawberry jello pretzel salad, which thanks to Monica, we now have the right acronym, SJPS.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was an internal nightmare.
Right.
Because
it was an E&P moment. Right.
Because what we tend to do is say strawberry pretzel jello salad, but it's not a strawberry pretzel.
It's strawberry jello pretzel salad.
SJPS.
Right.
So yeah. What are we talking about? Stop talking about it, guys. Well, we are doing this mini event, and I don't know how mini it is at this point because it is at the Block Northway on April 21st. It's a Sunday, so it's okay. We mean it. It's a Sunday. You get to come sample all different confectionaries and what their take is on strawberry pretzel.
They could do traditional, non-traditional jello. Mancini's bread won it the first year with a strawberry jello pretzel salad.
Bread. Yeah. There was no salad to it.
Right.
None.
If there's no salad to it at all anyways,
true.
As a matter of fact, there's no lettuce in there.
Anyways,
that happens April 21st at the Block Northway.
Yep.
And what happens is local nonprofits team up with these confectioners.
Correct.
And somebody wins some cash.
Some cash thanks to the Berg Bus.
Yeah.
Love those guys. So in addition, we did a couple of blog posts. The one that was most near and dear to my heart, Beatty Tech. I wish I knew.
I'll be like Kid Mental.
Beatty Tech. I wish I knew like their theme song because I would sing it. I'm just so proud. When you walked in that school, were you not amazed?
Super cool.
Yeah.
I think, or even more amazed when we walked out after meeting those three students.
And the staff. Everything about it is just fantastic. Go check it out because you need to understand what Beatty is. It's a CTE, which is basically they offer all kinds of, you know, prep for college. So if you don't want to go to college, they have veterinary, they have cosmetology, they have HVAC, all these different things. And it's just fantastic. So that's you got to check out the video.
Yeah, there you go. All right. In the meantime, we have to say thanks to Areola Bob. Guy, look, no shirt.
You rushed me for that.
No shirt, no service is kind of the rule. But if you have the shirt half on, and your belly is sticking out and you're carrying the beer out
Why
of the beer place
me?
Then you know that's I guess that really is okay because your shirt is on anyways. That was our blog, one of our blogs this week. Areola Bob, go check it out
today. And you really got some
today,
but here's the thing. Listen. About today's, everybody was talking about the Jaeger Jag. Like, I literally opened headlines and it was like Jaeger Jag.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, because now it's a mystery. They're like, wait, maybe the Penguins played up on this and the fact that they didn't have the bobblehead, so they said somebody stole them.
Yeah.
So we put it in the category of the bomber that we think crashed into the Mon.
Yes.
And the Mrs. Sofol who helped the prisoners sneak out of the Allegheny County Jail. And now the bobblehead. It's
Look
another Pittsburgh mystery.
John is creating conspiracy theories. There you go.
We love conspiracy.
So make sure you check out our blog every day except for what? Thursday, because we do some jagging around videos. In addition, we have some great people who are here who really need to have a light shined on them.
Oh, Whitetail.
Family. You have family.
I have family here. Yeah, Cousin Dwayne and Aunt Margina are here in the background. You'll see them somewhere along the way.
But also, you have a tie to Semper Gratis.
Bailey Paulus is here with Semper Gratis, and they've been on the show before, so we're glad to have them here on the new version of the show. Old Whitetail, as I said, musician and fantastic.
Mm-hmm. I love her. We've actually had her on a couple times. And we broke the news when she was actually releasing, I think, her first album. So anyway, we're glad to have her and two of our dear, dear friends, Mara Rago and Chrissy Costa. They are funny. They are friends. They have a documentary. But we are going to see what's going on with Mitch Dugan with our Mitch Minute because he's talking animal friends. Stay with us on Ya Jagoff Late Night.
I have to remind you, I'm a lawyer, not an actor. So I'm involved in a lot of charitable stuff. We try to do it when we can. Crohn's and Colitis Foundation is one of them. Rotary is one of them. Animal Friends is one of them. We've done work with Humane Animal Rescue in the past as well, but currently we're doing a lot of work with Animal Friends. Animal Friends is great. They do a great job. I think all organizations like that do a great job. It's a need that needs to be filled, and they're constantly busy. There's lots of animals out there that, I mean, me and my girlfriend just adopted a cat from a, it's like a 65 cat hoarder situation, right? So there's a need, right? Animal Friends is a no-kill shelter. And at the end of the year, which is one of the things we get involved in, is their New Year's rescue, I think they call it, where other shelters that are kill shelters will give their pets, not pets, the animals to Animal Friends, so for them to adopt. And they're very good at having them adopted. And they do, and they have programs for people who can't afford food. They have programs for veterinarian services. I think it's a tremendous organization, and I'm very proud and glad to be a part of it with them. I've thought about getting a dog and bringing it here to the office, but I know everybody here would feed the dog, and then the dog would be overweight, and it wouldn't eat dog food, and it would be a concern. So at this point, I haven't gotten a dog. But we do have a cat, and he's great, and his name is Ringo, because he plays the drums.
Rach, I have to vent. Here's my dryer vent. This one time, I had found a Lee Presson nail in my dryer stuff, and it was not mine.
Vom in the throat. One time, my kids left Kleenexes from one of their worst whooping coughs in their pocket.
Guys, you guys are such jagoffs. That's not the type of dryer venting we're talking about. We professionally clean your dryer vent to increase your dry time and save you guys some money.
For so 4 hours. Wet, like 10 pounds
you
wet.
You jagoffs, you need to get your dryer vents clean.
I've been thinking that Rorick Automotive needs a new jingle.
Rorick Automotive got the best cars around Pittsburgh.
Driving a Rorick, I bought it at Rorick. Picked up my new car at Rorick Automotive.
I got friends at Rorick Automotive where the staff is nice and the dealership's loaded with brand new cars. And you can drive real far.
People used to celebrate hard work, the spirit of the underdog. You don't hear too much about those things anymore. The world needs more problem solvers. People who know results matter. Folks with brains and elbow grease. Our work runs through just about every office building in the city like a network of veins. It's not what you are that makes you a steam fitter. It's who you are.
Sean and Rachel, you jag off late
Sean.
Night.
Mm-hmm.
It's Sean and Rachel, you jag off late night. And welcome back to Q92.9 if you're listening to the radio. And welcome back to the show if you're watching it on Facebook and YouTube. Make sure you subscribe. Now, Rachel, there's a little bit of a story about these two guests, especially one of them. Do you want to...
Are you really...
No, I didn't know. You told me you wanted... I guess we're not going to tell that story. So welcome, Mara and Chrissy. How are you?
Tell the story. Hi.
I mean, I said I would tell the story, not on air.
Oh!
I was going to tell the story when we were taking a picture.
But it's been a long time since we saw you, Mara.
It's been a long time.
Because it was at the Allegheny Inn, what we say, like almost 8 years ago.
Yeah, that was when life was gone.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
And you know, we really stumbled upon you because Robert Miles, who is a mutual friend.
Love him.
When he had the Allegheny Inn, he was showcasing different local artists. And so you had beautiful art. I mean,
thanks.
I remember being like, I'm not an artsy person. And looking at the things that you did, like, wow, you're just such a creator. How's that?
Thank you.
Yeah. And then you gave John, do you remember you gave him one of your candles?
I did, the Immaculate Flame.
Right.
Immaculate Flame. We were
going to remember that. Yeah.
Now, the cool thing is you're both here, but you're unrelated other than your friends. Like, your topics are unrelated, which is super
Chrissy.
Cool. I know.
Okay,
I'm sorry to do that. So, it's unrelated.
Fine, I'm a middle child.
So, Chrissy, you were on us when we were on the radio here.
Yeah.
But never on this part. Yeah. So, Chrissy Costa, comedian here in Pittsburgh.
You were never on the podcast?
Not yet, no.
Wow, we suck.
Yeah.
Not this part, no. On air.
Not this part, yeah.
Yeah.
So welcome to both of you.
Well, thank
so
you.
So first,
thanks for
let's start
us.
Out with Chrissy. There's a show coming up April 6th that you're a part of. Do we want to talk about that first?
Actually, there's even
sure,
one before,
we
right?
Can. We can. Yeah. Actually, today I just realized is my 13-year anniversary.
Wow.
Since I started doing comedy. And Mare was one of the first people to convince me to do it.
Is
get
that
out.
Right?
Yep.
Wow. And you've told us this before, but what did get you into it?
Oh, I was... I had a horrible breakup, and I'll keep it brief. It was a horrible breakup.
Is this a story we're going to tell? Okay.
No, it's not bad.
Oh, it's good.
It's a good story.
Okay, good.
It turns out well.
Okay.
So it was one of those stories, like we all have. I had a breakup and ended up in Missouri on a rebound, like we all do.
I don't remember this. Yeah.
Who doesn't have a breakup and end up in Missouri at some point? And that didn't go well, so I came back to Pittsburgh. And I was like, this is as low as I can get.
Is being in Pittsburgh?
No, just everything. No, no, just
old,
like.
Old positive Rach over here.
Just everything that had happened. Like, I had a breakup. I went to Missouri. I got cheated on there. I briefly lived in a trailer. And then I was like, I think I'm going back to Pittsburgh. And I had subletted my place, so I needed a place to live. I had to get her out so I could move back into my place. And I was like, this is like as low as I've ever felt in my life. And then a comedian in Pittsburgh was like, hey, you're funny, do you ever want to do stand-up? And I was like, you know what, I can't go any lower at this point, so yeah, why not? I'm gonna try it.
There
and
you
tragedy
go.
Tragedy breeds comedy.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
And
I don't remember hearing that. That's great.
Came along quickly that you realized just being funny at parties is way different than being a really good comedian, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like everybody say, hey man, you should go try that. Then you go try it. You go, oh my God, I'll never do this again. But you keep getting back up. And what kept you going at that point?
Mayor.
Was it the positive reinforcement? Was it you got, you know, one laugh the first night?
Mayor in the audience going, Questa!
Every time she goes on now, from that first show, every time she goes on, I'm like, Questa!
And it's become contagious. Other people will do that now.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's so cute.
We'll
I love
that.
I don't even think they know where it comes from, but yeah, it came from Mayor.
There you go. And Chrissy, isn't it amazing when you think about, like, when you start something? I had a friend who literally supported everything that we did from the first event we ever did, where maybe 10 people were there.
Yeah.
And they were my seat fillers, right? Like, mm-hmm. just show up so that there are butts in seats. And then you kind of progress through life, and the friend said, I remember now it's hard to get a seat, but I remember when I was there. And you get chills because you appreciate those people.
Oh, yeah,
isn't
absolutely.
Isn't that how it is as you kind of go through life?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like stand-up is one of the things where it's like you have to, like, it's one of those things you do that, like, you can't do it well in the beginning. Like, you grow in front of people, and you have to be willing to be humble and also
accept, like, criticism.
Vulnerable.
Vulnerable. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just throwing words out for you. But they didn't work out.
The password is.
Yeah, we were playing password and didn't know. There you go.
So, well, we're glad. So you do have a show. Let's talk about April 6th, right?
Yeah.
It's Comedy at the Carnegie.
Yep, with Aaron Kleiber.
Yeah.
It'll be the first time I perform there, so I'm excited. The Carnegie Library.
Of Homestead.
Homestead, Music Hall.
Music Hall, Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
We watched you perform at a big theater for Pickles and Giggles the first year.
Yeah, that was a big one.
That was fun, yeah. Show.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That was actually the first time I saw you do a full set, and I was honestly amazed.
Yeah.
Literally thought you were one of the funniest ones.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I'm serious. Yeah, I thought you did a great job.
The only thing they told me the whole time, they were like, don't, like, if you swear, don't say the F word.
Yeah.
30 seconds in, it, like, slipped out. I was like, oh my God, on stage.
You're like, F. Then,
yeah. Because I was worried. I was so worried about it. It just came, it almost slipped out.
Yeah.
I caught it.
Okay.
Sure. But it was all good after. They were laughing.
Yeah.
So Aaron actually is doing this, right? He puts it on.
He puts it on.
I think he said it was his third year. Uh-huh. It's obviously a fundraiser. But before April 6th, which you have to go check out, you have to get the tickets. It's obviously for the libraries, and it's a fantastic event. But before that, what's the Stand Up Get Down?
Stand Up Get Down is March 23rd. That's also with Aaron. Ed Bailey be on that. Samantha Bentley.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
That is at the Cohatch in Southside.
Oh,
so we'll be doing that March 23rd.
That's a great place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you been there yet?
Not yet, no.
It's beautiful.
It's a cool space.
Yeah, we really liked it.
Yeah.
Yep. That's great.
Cool.
So, your friend sitting next to you.
Yep.
I love watching you guys, just your banter on social media, because literally, like, you'll say something, and then she'll just chime in like you're having a conversation between the two of you, not knowing that other people were there. Like, this is what goes down.
Yeah.
So, how long have you been friends? What's this? What's the story behind that?
Oh, my God.
Just like from your neighborhood? Is that how?
Oh, God,
early 2000.
No, we were friends.
No,
I became her neighbor because in 2015, she was like, Questa, Rankin's going to be the new Lawrenceville. Tom Murphy told me. And I was like, 9 years later, I'm like, when?
It's happening. It's happening.
When are they building the hospital?
Mara's so faithful. It's been not yet. So I became, we were actually friends.
At the spinning plate.
And then we became neighbors at the spinning plate in friendship?
Oh, 2009 or 10 or 11, oh, wow. Something like that.
So we were neighbors in friendship down at the Spinning Plate Arts Lofts. And
then you moved over by her.
Then I got evicted. It's a long story.
Yeah, she got it.
And ended up in Missouri again. Yeah.
I hate Missouri.
I was going. The eviction wasn't the lowest part. Missouri was the lowest.
Missouri was the lowest. Well recovered.
So, Mary, I started by talking about your art and how great it was. So you have been doing photography for how long?
Oh, God. Jeez. I told you don't ask me dates.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Just give us a date.
Oh, God. I've probably been doing about 30 years now, at least.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what type of, nude
I do
art.
Nude. Yeah. Well, I started out doing nudes and having shows and stuff, exhibits. Yeah. I've had about 30 exhibits.
Wow. And you're still doing that?
Yeah.
Various places?
I'm working on a project now that's going to be... I'm hoping that it's going to be a good one.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Do you want to talk about that project, or is that a secret?
No, that's a secret.
Oh. Okay.
That's a photography project.
Don't talk dates and don't talk secrets. Yeah.
Right.
But what we can talk about.
I always blow secrets.
Same. That's
what?
Why he's.
No, not real important ones, but yeah.
Right, that's what I always say.
Ones about myself, I do.
I know the big ones like you don't today. Say, but the little ones, it's like, you can't help. It's like, oh, it's fine. It's just these people. But the secret that isn't is that you've been working on a little documentary, an amazing documentary.
It happened by chance.
Yeah.
Because, well, the documentary is about a woman that used to be a lead singer in a rock and roll band named Carl Beck. And she's a trans woman. Mm-hmm. And so what happened is I took video of her like 25 years ago. Just because I thought she was fascinating. Mm-hmm. Before I even took photography, I was always with a big VCR camera on my shoulder.
Okay.
I was just a weirdo.
Yeah. Don't age yourself. Don't talk dates.
I am.
Yeah.
I am. So I was always on that, doing that. And I took videos of Carla. And I just thought she was so fascinating. I thought, I'm gonna do this documentary of you. I didn't know I didn't know the first thing about doing a documentary. I wasn't doing film. I just knew how to take a picture.
Sure.
So I said, we're gonna do this. I never did it. I had these tapes of her that got smashed and someone sat on them or whatever, and they were in my garage. And I was working at a restaurant. Who I'm not even going to say.
Yeah, no dates, no restaurants. Okay.
No names. Yeah. Because, the guy's a jagoff.
Oh, wow.
Well, yikes. There you go.
And he made fun of Rachel Levine by dressing up like her.
Okay.
And I was his Tuesday bartender. Mm-hmm. And he never called me back because I called him. Well, as soon as that happened, people that put on Pride called me. And they're like, who's this guy? The trans community is pissed off.
Mm-hmm. So much for the swearing.
Yep.
I'm so
you're good.
Marker.
Sorry. You're good. Marker.
It's all right.
Wait, is that a swear?
No, keep going. Keep going.
Anyway, he tells me, I forgot what I was saying now.
No?
So you had...
The guy was a jagoff.
The guy's a jagoff.
Yeah.
I called him and I said, please take that down. And he took it down. And they said, all we want to do is promote education. We just want to educate people, have tolerance for, all different types. So I told him, I said, look, I did a documentary 25 years ago of a woman that I never finished. I said to him, I as a gay woman and you as a straight man.
When did this happen?
Yeah. What is secret?
Oh, that's another secret. No.
Go ahead,
Mary. I said, you don't know what goes on in the mind or in the, of a trans person.
Yeah.
I said the struggles that she had. I said, I remembered a question that I asked her, which was the dumbest question you could have asked. But I asked anyways, because I was in my 20s or however old I was. And I said, did it hurt? Talking about the operation. Mm-hmm. And I said, what her answer was? Life hurt worse. So that really made me think about these old tapes, and I thought I'm gonna call her tomorrow, and I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna finish this documentary. So I went to call her, and then it all happened.
Wow,
that is such a cool story.
Yeah, so the name of it, the name of it is Carla.
Yeah.
It was shown. We already debuted it at the Andy Warhol Museum.
Okay.
With the Real Q Film Festival.
Yeah.
And we got Best Documentary.
Oh wow!
Love that.
Film Festival. Awesome. Yeah.
And so the message is be kind, right?
It is.
Be kind. Yeah.
They put me in it. Whatever I had. But my shirt says just be nice.
Yeah,
during the whole thing, whatever the parts that I'm in. But I said, we just wanted to get it out there.
Yeah,
you know. But the critics wanted to see more people, so I got her daughter and her ex-wife.
Oh,
so
wow.
Now we're gonna lengthen it and we're gonna show it. Wow. So. To be continued.
Very cool. Well, wow, it's great to have both of you here, no doubt about
Thank
it.
You.
And reminding everybody you can watch, we can follow you where, Mara?
MaraRago.com
or RAGO,
on Instagram.
.com.
But her, I gotta say, I'm so proud of her.
I know.
I love
Costa.
Her.
Yeah.
Costa, that's my home girl.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. I think she's great.
And Chrissy, where do people find you online?
You can find me at ChrissyCosta.com.
Easy enough.
It's two S's.
Yeah. Two S's.
C-H-R-I-S-S-Y. That's right. Perfect. All right. Yeah. So now we have a question of the day.
All right. Since we're sort of in like red carpet season, who is the celeb who best represents you? Like, who do you sort of vibe? What's the celebrity that you would be like, oh, that's so me?
Oh.
Look at Mary. She's like, I'm not giving this answer.
I don't know.
She's no celeb. Secret.
Are you in a lab talking to each other about it? Like, who's
yeah,
this
it's radio.
Okay. No, I'll take Juliana Moore.
I'm going to say John Candy
that's
is me.
That's not me. Go that's ahead. Who I want.
He's dead.
That's what you
can't even use a dead person. Who'd you pick? Pick John Candy. Go ahead. Who did you pick?
Oh, I love John Candy.
But he's dead.
I know.
All right. New rules. Rachel's new rules. What's that?
Or is he? I don't know.
Yeah, right.
You guys don't know.
He represents you the most, you think?
I think so.
No, he's just saying things. I mean, how? Well, that doesn't even make sense.
When did Rachel get so angry? Have
Can
another
I see what's
truly?
In your grab bag?
Because
I would say. Yeah,
Madonna's my Sarah cousin, Silverman. So I could say Madonna.
All right, Madonna. There you go.
God, I read that and I wanted to ask you. Darn it. Yeah. Okay, so
all right,
Madonna.
So you guys brought
Sarah Silverman. I don't know.
Sarah Silverman.
That's
I like her.
Right.
Okay, so this is the first time we've ever trick or treated for.
I brought the whole bag.
Yeah.
My whole drawer. Well,
you dumped the drawer. Sweet. And what do we have?
Yes, you could take whatever
two
you
items.
Want in there. You could just take it
we
all.
We have two items, which is one. What is one?
One says laugh.
That okay. was from
it's a coaster.
Costa and I did a
oh,
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell
okay.
me.
And what is this?
Talk about it. Go ahead. You can. Ahead.
I thought it was
well,
a roll of
you
paper
gave
towels.
It. So Mara and I created a comp. But 2015, we collaborated to for this.
Make some it? Art called.
Yeah, wow. some for a woman who had cancer.
Okay.
So we were trying to raise money, and we had this idea. I write, and I had an old typewriter, and I like to type things. And Mayor was like, I should photograph those things, and then we could make some art with that. And
so that was our first prototype.
That's okay. awesome.
Nice.
And there are many more. And we call it Spaghetto. Our company is Spaghetto Art.
Nice.
Yeah, Spaghetto. Nice. Two girls that live in the two Dagos that live in the ghetto. Spaghetti.
There you go.
Lots of bleeping going
Listen,
on.
I don't think you can say Dago.
We have to get ready to go. We got to talk Shamrock Shuffle next. Are you up
get
for right around for that?
Her, what was in your bag?
Oh, what?
What's
oh,
in your bag?
Junk drawer.
Oh,
junk drawer 9.
That?
8.
There you go.
Oh, it's Mickey and Minnie.
You're going to miss the story.
My God.
Tell the story. Yeah. Off air. Jag off late night.
PittsburghUsedCars.com. With hundreds of used cars across 8 dealerships throughout the city. We provide the greater Pittsburgh area with a premium used car buying experience. Looking for unbeatable pricing on some of the best used cars in Pittsburgh? Visit Pittsburgh Used Cars Clearance Zone today. We're providing out-the-door pricing on all of our clearance zone inventory. PittsburghUsedCars.com.
Welcome to Flamingo. Can I take your orders?
You need a tablet?
No, we don't use this. We know how to yell the sandwiches to cook. Here we go.
Let's dig in.
It's John and Rachel. We love to dig into iconic Pittsburgh places like Permanis. So we brought our friends from People's Gas.
Please call at least 3 business days before you dig.
It doesn't matter if it's a big project or something small like a mailbox. Always call before you dig.
I called. We can dig in.
So please call 811 3 business days before excavating so you don't have to call 911.
Because I'm Greek and, you know, he brings the soul, so it kind of just blends
just
in.
Brings mm-hmm. It brings the two cultures.
Yeah, and that way our catering, you know, we're able to say that we actually cook everything because We really do.
Home barbecue sauce. We make our own homemade gravy. I mix a spice for us, and we use that to season most of our food.
And that mac and cheese is well known. It's won an award, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it's won an award.
What was that?
From the Community College of Beaver County did a mac and cheese war. I couldn't make mac and cheese unless I had the seasoning that he mixes together, because it wouldn't be the same.
It wouldn't be the same.
Yeah, it would be like everybody else's mac and cheese if I didn't have that seasoning.
John and Rachel, you jag off late night. Sorry, I was
John
a little stutter
throwing so
stuff.
Many fingers over there.
Because aren't shutting up.
I felt like I was going to steal second.
So listen, we talked a lot to the ladies, and now we have a really big event. We skipped a year. We didn't talk Shamrock Shuffle last year. We
did. It was something
that
I did or didn't do. Yeah.
No, let's throw Tracy.
We got to blame Tracy.
Bosco Byer just ran over Tracy.
I said, Tracy, isn't it Shamrock
Shuffle?
Is
that the one that was stuck in the sinkhole too downtown? I don't know.
Maybe I missed the email.
Yeah.
There you go. Yes, that's exactly what happened. So who do we have the grace of having, Ian? Who else is with you?
So we're here today. I'm a Semper Gratis. Yep. Right? Semper Gratis is Latin. It means always grateful. I'm the president and founder. We have one of our program coordinators here with us today, Grace Connors.
Love
and
it.
We also have Bailey Paulus, who's one of our senior program coordinators.
She's
going to
jump in a little bit.
She's got to jump in. She's got to get some FaceTime.
It's like a wrestling match. You tag at the top of the rope, she jumps in.
Listen, I got to cut myself out. I speak too much. It's too much.
So talk about the history of Semper Gratis first.
Yeah, so 9 years ago, I started Semper Gratis as a platform to bring people together. We focus on pediatric patients that are impacted by cancers, diseases, and disabilities. And really, it's just a means of trying to create hope for people. And I firmly believe that seeing is believing. So let's create, motivation through action. And we've been so fortunate just by very grassroots effort to grow in the 9 years.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. And
nine years goes quickly.
We'll talk about it when Bailey comes on, but 9 years is about how long Bailey was trying to get a hold of us before you came on the podcast.
Hey, there's a level of tenacity with her that we love, right?
You're like,
persistent and consistent.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and you're just, in general, Pittsburghers doing great things, just positive energy all along.
Yeah.
And it's super cool. So, Grace, how do you fit into this picture?
I do whatever Ian needs me to do, which is not as much as we could do because he likes to do it all.
No, I try not to.
Anytime, we're always just like, Ian, whatever you need help with. So we do a lot of, Bailey covers a lot of the social media aspect. I like to consider myself the thank you note girly. So every time we need a thank you note, I get out my fancy pen
and
write it.
What about the online forms for donate requests?
I didn't get that far yet. Yeah. A lot of online forms, like reaching out to local organizations to get involved, donate anything they can. Stuff
so
like
what's
that.
The positive stuff you've seen, Grace? Like some of the activities you've seen or some of the feedback you've received?
I think like the most positive thing is last year was my first time I actually got to be in person for the Shamrock Shuffle since I was working remotely from undergrad, and just seeing like how much of an impact we can have on the community. Sure, because everyone gets so excited and so into it, but like the individual family that we choose to come to the event and be a guest of honor. Bailey and I were sitting back just like watching it all happen, tears streaming down my face just to see like the magic of it all happen and how grateful the family is and how many different people and organizations are excited to get involved and give everything that they can to help people.
And for someone who doesn't know, what is the Shamrock Shuffle? Because we're saying it very,
very casually, like everybody should know. So we actually do two events in the same day, right? This year it's happening March 23rd, so we're a couple weeks out from that. Shamrock Shuffle is an experience, I would say. It's not just a fitness event. It's taking place the morning of March 23rd. We kick off at 9 for registration and check-in. The 5K race starts at 10, but there's tons of stuff happening. We got Disney Princess is going to be there. We got Marvel superheroes. We got Thor. We got Captain America. We have a pull-up competition that's happening. We got face painting that's happening.
Yeah.
I'm in the pull-up competition.
And you'll win.
Yeah.
It's burlesque like diapers.
We're playing this game. That's what we're doing.
I was going to say, we got to wager a bet here of how many we're going to do, but I mean, the diaper thing took a whole different direction.
Yeah. He's like that.
So there's all that stuff, not a diaper competition.
Right.
Unfortunately.
But right now, I mean, it's 8 years in. We've seen astronomical growth. We have over 400 people registered right now.
Wow.
You know, we still have 8 days until the event.
And where is it again?
It's in West Leechburg. Mm-hmm. So it's about 40 minutes outside of
Don't
Pittsburgh.
Don't you love how
here.
You have to say that to Pittsburghers? Yep. Like, it's 40 minutes.
Yes.
I you have will to break get it down. By.
Yeah.
And it's not a big deal, you jagoffs, because 28's a big girl, big boy road now, right?
Yeah, it really is.
Like
it's open.
Really, right.
Wide open spaces.
That's right.
So that's
right.
that. That's the morning. And then in the evening. So first off, let me take a step back. For the 5K, you can come and walk the 5K if you want. We really want to encourage family togetherness, and that's what it's all about for us. So, you know, you can come and grab coffee and just hang out and be a supporter if you want. We got the Leechburg cheerleaders going to be there. I mean, total community event. There's also a 1 mile walk as well. So that's that. Costumes are encouraged. Leech furry friends are welcome as well. The level of detail continues to go on, and we're so proud of the reputation that we've been able to build, but that's more importantly because of the people that we've also been able to surround ourselves with.
Yeah. Sure.
So that's just the morning.
Okay.
So we take that wraps up. We flip the space. We have a whole different crew of volunteers that come in, and then we have an evening event that we call Small Town Loud Voice.
Okay.
That started 9 years ago. Semper Gratis was kind of born out of that, and the branding came from, hey, Leechburg's a small town, and if we all come together, we can all have a loud voice. And that has really propelled, or that messaging, that branding has really moved beyond the walls of a small town. And I mean, it's a culmination of efforts of so many.
Yeah.
So we cap the event at 400 people. We sell out every year.
Wow.
Every year we pick a different guest of honor. Certainly it's St. Patrick's Day themed.
Mm-hmm.
We have music. It's a dance benefit, but you don't have to be a dancer to want to be there. We got all kinds of side raffle games. This year we have at least 100 gift baskets, auction items.
Yeah.
Wow.
And those are that's just the gift baskets. Then we have high dollar side raffle items, the TVs, the grills, the whole nine yards. There's games to be able to get the tickets, to be able to win the prizes. We have all kinds of other games. There's stuff that's happening the entire night. So also an experience.
Yeah. And that's the whole day, so it's taking up the entire day.
It's really, I like to say it's two events, same day, infinite impact.
And if you're going out 28, make the day of it, as a matter of fact.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
You know what I mean? That's cool. Now, Grace, isn't it kind of cool that we kind of, as Rachel will always say, trick people into donating their money, right? We put on this event that it's so much fun that everybody wants to go to, but, oh, by the way, we're raising money and educating them about it. That's pretty cool, yeah?
Yeah, I think, because then you have the people that, I live in Cranberry, and Leechburg is far away.
Yeah.
People don't always want to drive, but they really want to give you their money when they know what it's about. But then if you present it from the other side of, come out, you're a runner, you want to come race, or you need to get your family out for the day or whatever, and then you have the bonus side of, by the way, everything you're doing is helping someone that needs it.
Mm-hmm. Now, and so the end result, though, is... What are you helping to do so that people really understand? Yeah.
Thanks for bringing that full circle.
You're like, someone went there.
Take it there. Please, Rachel. I need you to go. So I think it's really important that nothing gets lost in translation here, because we focus on pediatric patients. So every year, it's a different cause. So we've helped raise awareness for Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, for muscular dystrophy, for cerebral palsy, for a rare genetic mutation called STXBP1. The Leukemia Lymphoma Society, this year's focus is Down syndrome. So we market this event that it's St. Patrick's Day theme. Come on, have a great time, right?
Right.
So these people come in the door, and you would stereotype it being a party, and you're coming for intentions. Then you have a guest of honor.
Mm-hmm.
And you're there.
And everybody cries, like you said, Grace. Yeah.
You're there to drive it home, because I'll do some opening remarks, do an icebreaker game, warm up the crowd. And then our intention is to raise awareness.
Yeah.
To make a difference.
Sure. Yeah.
And so these we interview families and bring these really selfless families forward that want to advocate for inclusion and raising awareness and making a difference. And then we try to make some really big emotional moments of impact based on a lot of the corporate partners that we have. We're very thankful.
And what I was going to say was, and maybe, do you want to bring Bailey on?
Yeah. Who's tagging in for Bailey?
Bailey's going to be in the chat too. But, you know, somebody reacts and relates whenever they've been through it, right? Yeah. So if my mother, you know, had a liver transplant, I'm going to have a devotion to the CLA, Community Liver Alliance.
Yeah.
So... is that the reason for you sort of changing what the you know, awareness is each time? Because everybody's going through something, right?
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Like, when I started Separate Grad Us, I didn't want to single thread us to any one thing.
Yeah.
So it was how can we raise awareness for multiple things?
Right.
And why can't I organize a nonprofit in a manner that is just going out to do good for the general public?
Right.
You know what I mean? So we have that. I'm so thankful for the infrastructure that we've been able to put in place, though. Mm-hmm. Folks, like, since we tag team Bailey in, I'm going to, like, let her have some speaking time right now before I just steal the show.
Yeah.
But why don't you talk about, like, where it originated for you?
Yeah. We're cousins.
And family, hey,
since
guys.
7 years for you to get a hold of me.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Right. I know. Like, it was Tracy.
I could call my dad, my dad could call his sister, and my name. But no, somehow we got together. So how long have you been involved with Semper Gratis?
Yeah, so I joined Semper Gratis about 4 years ago now. I called Ian up one December night in 2019. I was like, hey, we had a connection from other friends, so I knew him, like, in my personal life. I really love your organization. Do you ever offer, like, an internship opportunity? And he literally on the phone was like, no, but maybe we can make something happen.
Yeah.
Long story short, 4 years later, we have grown beyond leaps and bounds, and two of the shirts that you're seeing now and the one that Grace had on, we now have some clothing gear that people are starting to buy. So yeah, we have some merch.
We're real.
And I'm so proud of it.
Yeah, merch makes it real. Yeah.
Our profits have doubled. Our growth for our Semper Gratis family, really, because even our supporters are part of our family, has grown to numbers that we can't even imagine. Like, we were just checking numbers on the way here.
Yeah.
Like, the amount of racers we have is insane.
Like, do you get repeat people, or does it seem like it's different every year?
No, we've been very fortunate for a loyal following. I'd say about 60% of the people that come back are repeat.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And then we've just continued to
and
grow.
And they bring another friend next year, kind of, like, two comes to four.
And then, like, interestingly enough, and it's totally by accident, not by design, you know, people come in the morning and realize, like, what we're trying to put forth and a focus. We focus all very heavily on quality and delivery and don't skip, you know, any corners. These people are like, oh, wait, we should probably come to the evening. You still have tickets available.
Yeah.
And typically, cool, like, we'll get rid of about 75 tickets that day. And right now, like, we're sitting at 300 sold tickets for the evening about 8 days out.
Yeah.
But every year for Semper, we've always sold out at 400.
Wow. Yeah.
So, like, I don't know if we'll be in a position to have to turn people away this year or not.
One more time, the website?
So, the easiest website to remember is kvcares.com. It's a redirect site to take you to the landing page to learn about the information for the events. All the registration links are there. Okay. So, KV, short for Kiske Valley Cares.
Okay, I was trying to do what
the
KV was.
Question of the day is,
yeah, it's not hard. Mara and Chrissy made it really, really hard. Is there a
does this involve
celebrity
thinking?
No, it's just, is there a celebrity who you most resonate with? Is there a celebrity who seems
I never
to be
thought of this?
Oh, wow.
Celebrity that I resonate with?
Yeah, like, who's the celebrity vibe?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with them and make it way harder than it needs to be.
Okay, what is it?
Yeah. I don't
you're
know.
You're just gonna
I
wait.
Have, I don't know.
I've never had this happen. I'm so annoyed with every guest right now.
Pull everybody out.
I have no idea. This
I just quit.
I
quit.
About.
I'm leaving today. Grace, anyone?
I don't know. Grace, who am I most
forget it, Grace. You're not even listening.
You know me.
We now need a chief question officer.
Mara
for the
did
next
just.
Podcast.
Mara came
We're looking for our next intern. Right.
Somebody feed me my horses in advance.
My dad said right. Billy Joel. You're
all right.
Billy Joel.
What?
I respect and value his opinion.
There you go.
What do you guys have for our junk drawer?
I see gum. That's all I'm going to say. Please tell me there's one missing.
Oh, yeah. So this is the traditional. We have a candy dish in our house. And I thought, you know, I'm going on a podcast. Like, I can't have smelly breath.
Okay.
So I went and I got gum out of the candy drawer.
Got it. So
and
we got
you know
a pack
how
of
this
extra
goes,
gum.
Right? There's nothing
it's
in here. It's empty.
That makes it the best junk drawer. So.
That's a good
that
one.
Is
I like
good.
That.
Brilliant.
Okay,
that is good.
Thank you
that
for
is a great
okay.
Ian, what do you have?
Listen, I
Grace, come on over.
I don't visit my junk drawer often,
come
but this
over.
Is a Pez dispenser from
Easter. It's so perfect.
All right.
But this is from Easter last year.
Last year.
It's still beautifully sealed and everything else.
I love the I'll take the grape ones. All right, and Grace, what is your
we got a Semper sticker too.
Thanks.
Semper sticker. We got a Semper
this
sticker.
This is a magnet from my undergraduate College Towns UPS store.
Nice. We have a good bit of keychains, and I love that. I
we
love the reason.
It.
From
the
chaotic
date again is
March 23rd.
March 23rd.
Not this Saturday, but next.
Nice.
Join
we
us.
We want to sell this out, you guys.
KVCares.org.
No.
.com. KVCares.com. John,
you were trying to test me. That's it.
I've been thinking that Rorick Automotive needs a new jingle.
Rorick.
Automotive got the best cars around Pittsburgh.
Driving a Rorick, I bought it at Rorick. Picked up my new car at Rorick Automotive.
I got friends at Rorick Automotive, where the staff is nice and the dealership's loaded with brand new cars. And you can drive real far.
Mancini's Bakery, 97 years in business and still getting better. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and Instagram. That's where you will see various Pittsburgh personalities like Gretchen McKay, Super Bowl MVP Santonio Holmes, KDKA's own Mary Hours, and WPXI's Jenna Harner, learning how to make the famous Italian twist bread. Follow Mancini Bakery on Instagram and Facebook, and remember to ask for Mancini's.
I didn't want to do syrups. I didn't want to do ice. I didn't want to do all of these things. I was a purist, and I just wanted espresso, coffee, milk, water, and then just combine all of those. And tea. But,
I kind of pushed him a little bit for syrups, because, you know, I like them personally, so it was sort of something that I was like, well, I might like that.
What I didn't want to do was just do what everybody else was doing. I didn't want to compete with Barnes & Noble. I didn't want to compete with other record stores in the area. I didn't want to compete with Target. Mm-hmm. So most of what I tried to carry in the shop is independent artists, so smaller labels. That way the money from the albums goes right, you know, to the artist and a little bit to the label. You're not paying, you know, Richard Branson, you know, another couple million for his next Mars, you know, trip.
Rach, I have to vent. Here's my dryer vent. This one time, I had a found a Lee Presson nail in my dryer stuff, and it was not mine.
Vom in the throat, vom in the throat. One time, my kids left Kleenexes from one of their worst whooping coughs in their pocket.
Guys, you guys are such jagoffs. That's not the type of dryer venting we're talking about. We professionally clean your dryer vent to increase your dry time and save you guys some money.
For so 4 hours. Wet, like 10 pounds
you
wet.
You jagoffs, you need to get your dryer vents clean.
If my younger self could see me doing these things now, I wouldn't believe it. To be a steam fitter, you need to be a problem solver. You can do instrumentation, hydronics, chillers, rigging, HVAC. I have this wonderful opportunity to grow my career.
It's not what you are that makes you a steam fitter. It's who you are. Over 100 years, and we're just getting started.
I'm Rachel, you jack up late night. We're back with our music guest, and we get to catch up because it's been quite some time. Old Whitetail is here, and it's odd, you know, kind of referencing you as not Old Whitetail, like, because you don't do that. Like, this is my friend, Old Whitetail. Like, that's a little weird, right? A little bit. Yeah. So, Alexis, it's so good to hear from you, to see you, to have you in person again. We had you on a podcast when I believe you had an album coming out, right? Was it 2 years ago?
It was. Yeah.
Wow. Where does the time go?
Was that the podcast or was that the tailgate? Didn't we also
did a tailgate?
Bar too,
it was
right?
The tailgate.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was like the Yinzer that was walking past.
Yeah.
With the Steeler jacket. It was like the Super Bowl Steeler. Yeah.
So funny. Well, welcome back. We're always glad to see you. And you're doing great things.
Yeah.
So what, I mean, obviously 2 years, we're not going to ask you to recap what's gone on, but how are you liking our city? How is our city as far as like music? Are we getting better with small acts, with duos, with singles who are able to perform in other unique places? This doesn't have to be these giant venues, right?
Yeah, I think so. I don't perform a whole lot, so
yeah.
I really can't comment on how much opportunity there is.
Are you going to see others, though?
I actually go to see jazz a lot.
Really?
And as far as Pittsburgh goes, and as far as music goes, jazz is like where it's at.
Okay.
So I'm like...
So like Conalma?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a place called Golden Age in Homestead that has really good jazz, too. And yeah, I just...
For those, it is really your first time on this part of the podcast. So tell everybody like how you kind of, why you came here to Pittsburgh. It was a music scene that brought you here, right?
It was, I wouldn't say necessarily the music scene, but just being able to like afford rent. And also play music. It's also on the Amtrak line and I don't drive. So like I can get to other places by train if I'm going to perform. Yeah.
But you found over time that you can do your music here and survive doing it, as a matter of fact. Like, for, I know we met some other musicians that came in from Michigan and said, you know, Pittsburgh's a really kind of happening town for accepting newer music and all this kind of stuff. So
different genres.
I guess it's good that, you know, we got you here and we captured your heart and you stayed here.
Yeah.
Would that be true?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
Now, are you still doing radio, right? You're still doing other radio.
Other radio.
Weren't you doing, like, interviewing musicians?
I used to book radio show. Yeah, but I don't do that anymore. Uh-huh. I don't do that anymore now. Okay. I'm actually a yoga teacher.
No. See, we needed a two-year.
A lot has changed. I'm a yoga teacher and, like, almost a personal trainer.
Yeah, well, that's great.
Next Friday you'll be back
talking yoga
20 minutes before the show and we'll all be stretching.
Listen,
totally.
Do you understand that John has been looking for someone to give him, like, what he should do yoga wise have you not?
Yeah
I've found
it nearly impossible to try to do yoga from YouTube, because when you're trying to watch the TV and then do some kind of dog face down thing or whatever it is, I don't know what it is, but you're stretching your neck the wrong way.
Right.
And it's not really working out.
Right.
So I guess you kind of have to go get some yoga basic. It's like guitar. You have to go learn how to play the chords first, then you can figure out your own thing, right?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I would help you.
See?
Yeah.
There you go.
So, everybody, remember, 5 o'clock, 5000 McKnight Road, come and see the podcast. But at 4:30, we're all ganging up over by the Jagoff cubicle to do half hour of yoga.
Face dog. Yeah.
Downward facing microphone.
There you go. So, going back into the music scene, though, so you still have an appreciation for music, you know?
For sure, yeah.
And obviously, we've worked with you beyond, you know, just talking about your work and having you on the show. You did a show with my dad where you kind of did a little jam session. Is that still something that you like to do in an impromptu way? Or you're not giving up music? It's just... Okay, cool.
No, I had a little bit of a health issue over this summer, last summer, and it made me, like, have to step back, which was nice. And so now I'm just kind of like, oh, I might just stay. stay
you're
back.
You're taking it in. You're taking it in.
Yeah, but I still love playing. I'm playing... I have shows booked.
Yeah,
so.
Right. Yeah, so I don't know. Yeah.
It's just that I'm not playing a lot.
So it must still give you personal enjoyment, I guess.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah,
for sure.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about, you know, what has it been like being here, having things change, and being on the observation side. Do you kind of go, oh, maybe I want to get into some jazz? Or do you go, that's not my genre, I'm just going to appreciate it?
I have always been like, with jazz, that's not my genre, I'm just gonna
appreciate you've always liked it.
Okay. Yeah, but I like, on the way here actually was listening to Dorothy Ashby. She's a harpist, a harpist, and I was
love
like
harps,
man,
and I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was like, man, I really wish I could do this.
Okay.
So I don't know, it's such a challenging genre that I'm not sure I have the time to become a jazz musician, but
yeah, it takes a special person.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so we told you better prepare, because we were asking this lame question that none of our guests could answer, and we're mad at them, so they're sitting back there. But the question of the day is always simple and silly, but before we do that, where can everybody find you and follow you so that they can learn more about you?
I have one social media account.
Yeah.
It's Instagram.
Yep.
And I'm Ol Whitetail.
I love it. It's so easy. Yeah.
It's Ol_Whitetail, like the deer.
Yeah.
And that's where you can find everything.
And you're performing as Ol Whitetail March 23rd, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm actually playing as part of it's like a songwriter round.
Oh.
So Liz McBride is like the person who picked everybody for it. And she's a great singer-songwriter too. So it's with Liz McBride, Louis Castle, and Lenny Green.
Okay.
So that'll be great. Yeah.
Explain what a songwriter round is.
Yeah. It's my favorite thing to do. It's... This time there's four people, so you just all sit on the stage and each person sings a song, and it just goes in around. And sometimes people will have the songs picked out that they're gonna play, but a lot of times they'll play based on what the other person did. Yeah. So it's a really good way to hear musicians and songwriters you haven't heard before.
Sure.
And it's like a nice it's meshing. Not the same person every time. Yeah, it's
and like where is it again?
It's at First Unitarian. It's called Song Space at First Unitarian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, check that out.
Shady Side.
I was going to say, I didn't remember. Okay. Yeah. So the question is, what famous person do you most resonate with? What's the person you're vibing with? Because it is the season, right? It's red carpet season. Everybody's talking about these different celebs. Do you have someone? Please don't join in the others where we're so mad at them.
I do.
We're so mad at them. We're not even, our backs are to them. Yeah.
I'm going to go with my.
Rachel forbid them to even snack after they left. Yeah.
I've been snacking all the time. The whole
Good.
I'll go with my other favorite harpist, Alice Coltrane.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, I didn't realize you were such a harp person.
Yeah.
That's my favorite instrument.
Yeah.
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 It's a great instrument.
I listen to it all the time.
Yeah. There you go. That's all right. So did you bring us anything from your junk drawer?
Oh, I did.
You know, because the girls were calling it a grab bag. So I didn't know if everybody was like choosing something at this point.
Oh, what is this?
What is this?
I believe it's a bra strap.
Oh.
Whoop. You can have it.
Please.
I've had it for like years. I have no idea what it is.
I wish you could see his face.
You have to hold it up to the camera.
Very awkward for John, but it's a bra strap. There you go. Alexis, it's always good to catch up with you. Thank you so much. We're obviously going to take a break, but we get to come back and hear your song. So thank you so much. Stay with us on your Jag Off Late Night.
I have to vent. Here's my dryer vent. This one time, I had found a Lee press-on nail in my dryer stuff, and it was not mine.
Vom in the throat. One time, my kids left Kleenexes from one of their worst whooping coughs in their pocket.
Guys, you guys are such jag-offs. That's not the type of dryer venting we're talking about. We professionally clean your dryer vent to increase your dry time and save you guys some money.
For 4 hours, 10 pounds
you
wet.
You jag-offs, you need to get your dryer vents clean.
If my younger self could see me doing these things now, I wouldn't believe it. To be a steam fitter, you need to be a problem solver. You can do instrumentation, hydronics, chillers, rigging, HVAC. I have this wonderful opportunity to grow my career.
It's not what you are that makes you a steam fitter. It's who you are. Over 100 years, and we're just getting started.
Late night, we're listening to the banter in the studio, and it's pretty funny because they're eating Irish potatoes. I mean, wouldn't you be doing this the day before the parade?
Your dad is here.
Oh, he's telling them.
Rejoicing, right.
So, speaking of my dad, one of his favorite performers, who we got to obviously catch up with, Old Whitetail, is going to do a little song for us. What are we going to hear? Is this something that you wrote?
Yeah. This is called "Low in the Laurels."
Okay.
Yeah, right. It's about where I grew up.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right, take it.
On the rockets breaking, but the frogs were singing and I was making laws. The farms I knew became a home for the lion, the rich and the war drones, but the minnows were swimming and I was grinning. Now there's plastic fruit on the countertop, no more clementines in the house. They congregate around those big screens while I lie low in the laurels. Gasoline, they filled up.
up tanks with their dead dreams, but I was barefoot running with the paper bees. Now there's plastic fruit on the countertop. No more clementines in the house.
You go. Oh my god. And people can download it. They can download the song. Is that right?
Look, she's getting the other mic.
Yeah, it's available like anywhere online. It's a whitetail.
If you don't know how to find it, then you don't deserve to listen to it,
right? Yeah.
There you go.
Like yeah. And my neighbor from back home is playing fiddle on it.
Oh, so wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
I love that.
How about that?
You are one of the only people who can soothe me. Seriously, I'm not a soothing person in listening to you. Right, John? We did a water bowl. What was it called? A water bowl class. And John fell asleep. I was so mad.
I fell asleep and she was so mad because she was on her phone.
I was like, John.
She's like, you fell asleep. I go, that's what you're supposed to do.
I hated it. I was so antsy. Everybody's like resting. And I was like, there's somebody to talk to. And there's so much silence.
She wanted to go in and out the door. Click, 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 click.
Everybody, I really did.
Yeah. She got fired from the sound bowl class.
As always, thank you so much. We have to stay in touch because 2 years is way too long. So we appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.
Listen, we have a couple minutes left. When we come back, we are going to redeem ourselves with another question of the day with two of our random guests.
All right.
Rach, I have to vent. Here's my dryer vent. This one time, I had found a Lee Presson nail in my dryer stuff, and it was not mine.
Vom in the throat. One time, my kids left Kleenexes from one of their worst whooping coughs in their pocket.
Guys, you guys are such jagoffs. That's not the type of dryer venting we're talking about. We professionally clean your dryer vent to increase your dry time and save you guys some money.
For
so
4 hours.
Wet, like 10 pounds
you
wet.
You jagoffs, you need to get your dryer vents clean.
I've been thinking that Rorick Automotive needs a new jingle.
Rorick Automotive got the best cars around Pittsburgh.
Driving a Rorick, I bought it at Rorick. Picked up my new car at Rorick Automotive.
I got friends at Rorick Automotive where the staff is nice and the dealership's loaded with brand new cars. And you can drive real far.
People used to celebrate hard work, the spirit of the underdog. You don't hear too much about those things anymore. The world needs more problem solvers. People who know results matter. Folks with brains and elbow grease. Our work runs through just about every office building in the city like a network of veins. It's not what you are that makes you a steam fitter. It's who you are.
Oh, John and Rachel can talk off late night.
I didn't know what that was. I thought he was pointing to them over there.
John called out Chrissy.
We have to redeem ourselves on the question of the day because we usually get 4 or 5 of them, and we chose
really uncomfortable right now.
So we brought back Mara. Actually, answered it because the original one.
But now
we're going
to Madonna. Whatever.
We're going to our backup question of the day with Ian from Semper Gratis and Chrissy Costa, who has a comedy show coming up here. All right, here's our updated question of the day.
Go ahead.
Ian, biggest pet peeve when you're driving?
Oh my God.
John Chamberlain.
Probably the Pittsburgh left-hand turn, right? Like where you're 2 lanes over. If you're on a Jagoff show, you got to talk about some sort of Pittsburgh ick. Right? It's the Pittsburgh left.
There you go.
I
now,
never knew what the Pittsburgh left was until like a couple months ago. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, what celebrity would you like to be?
No, just kidding.
Yeah, my God. Don't even.
He was mad. Chrissy, what is yours?
My pet peeve? I hate when people get mad at me on the road. Even if it's my fault, I hate when people yell at me.
Even if you cut somebody off?
Even if it's my fault. It's always a man in a truck, too. Always.
I have a truck.
I do.
You do right now. The funniest thing is, we were just with somebody else, a woman, who said, John, are you that guy? Because you shouldn't be that guy. And he is that guy who gets mad at people like
Johnny,
you.
Johnny, who's always behind the scenes here, you have to come every Friday night to see him. And
just like you watch every Friday.
Anyway, she said, John, those are your angels. Because somewhere along the way, you're going to say, oh my God, there was a car crash up ahead, and I didn't get in it because I was behind this very slow person. I said, I don't think I'll ever say that.
He won't.
I really don't.
John's the nicest guy you'll ever meet.
Someday we're going to fight on the road.
Exactly.
Right. Wait, there's a trick, though, that I do, and it really works. Just roll up to that person and go, I love you.
Do it, Sean Chamberlain. All right,
that's
you guys.
I thought you were taking that at all. I don't know where I was going to go.
Well, we redeemed the question of the day.
Yeah,
which is
you
great.
Guys did all right. And, yeah. I'll
thanks
give it to
you. Everybody who is following. Make sure you subscribe and all that kind of stuff. Thanks to Rorick Automotive for being our sponsor.
Yeah, we really enjoyed having our guests. Make sure you're following all these people because they are local to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is where it's at, and we loved bringing Pittsburgh stories. Come join us on 5000 McKnight Road every Friday because we have the drinks.
Right?
That's
Monica, it. Monica, Tracy, Johnny, thank you.
Have a great weekend.